It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she definitely has the look on this Friday morning. Good morning, Monica.
Thank you, Paul Ramo. Guess what? Yeah. You're back in order again at the radio station.
I am. We put our studio back together after a little bit of remodeling.
Thankful.
Yeah. It looks nice, huh?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm glad you blew in this morning.
I blew in. So, everyone, why don't you... you can wear a hat, Monica. I can. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, I get hat head. Well, so do I. I feel like I have definitely waves in the back of my hair from my hat. But guess what? It's windy out.
It is. It's Minnesota.
So I'm trying to get my hair under control from... But you know what? I have to wear a hat when it's Minnesota weather.
You have to. I know you're a big hat lady. You have a lot of hats at the store, don't you?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I have a lot at the store, a lot at my house. But guess what? There's a hat for every day. You know why?
Why?
This wind can blow through its typical hats.
Okay.
The one I wore today, it doesn't blow through.
It doesn't blow through that. Okay.
Mm-mm. Well, so you know what? You still can get winter gear at Monica's because it's a necessity.
Oh, yep. Gotta have a hat.
I'm a
hat guy, too. I have a lot of collections of hats. Yeah, my closet in the front is full of hats. My wife doesn't like it too well, but sometimes, you know what I do with my hats, my extra hats that I've had for years? I bag them up and I give them to ministries.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Kevin Rosendahl's ministry or...
We have a hat tree, though.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that a little bit.
Okay, so I was I'm kind of a shopaholic.
Yeah, kind of.
For everything. So the joy of the community can have Monica's Apparel and Accessories is that store is full, but it wasn't a shopaholic.
Yeah.
But the joy of it is the way I do things is for my customers.
Okay.
Not all about me.
Okay.
So if I'm a little cash tight once in a while, I know why. But you know what? I make all my customers happy.
You do.
And at the end of the day, I got a good bank. So guess what? I'm just going to keep trucking along, and I want to thank all the listeners out there. I'm sincerely in high gratitude for everybody that listens to this show.
Yep.
And I'm blessed to be able to go to Madison, Minnesota and do a radio show.
Yep, there
you go. A talk show.
Good. Well, we'd love to have you. You've been doing it for a long time. You and
I don't even know how long.
Terry Overlander started.
Yes, but I don't know how long, and we'll get those facts some other day.
Yep.
Because we don't want to take too much time.
Right.
So in all this that we're saying, I have to talk about my mama today.
Oh.
She loved green.
Green, the color green. Look at what you brought in. You brought in green.
And this is a sneak peek of all the freight that I'm going to unwrap. I just did a teeny little box because I'm trying to not open a box unless I have a spot for it.
Oh.
A perfect spot.
Right.
Okay, because I'm trying to color coordinate everything. This top is cute, and it's soft, and it's striped.
So kind of a long sleeve shirt. Is not a shirt.
A long sleeve knit, Paul Ramo. Feel the material.
Oh, wow, that's soft.
Yep.
I love the color. It's not green, but it's kind of a...
So, Paul Ramo, should we see what they call it?
What do they call it?
Moss.
Moss. There, that's a good color
name. That's a really good name for it.
It is.
And I just have to spend a little time on this because this top paired...
Would your mom wear that top?
Yeah.
Yep,
she would because...
She loves green.
I wanted to say, even in later years... Well, she always wanted her hair like me.
Oh, really?
So I used to do her hair, basically, you know.
She said, do her hair like you.
Yes, she wanted her hair like me. And it's so funny because we were pretty close. And I still feel her presence, even if she's in heaven. But she just loved to dress young. I mean, I shouldn't say young. I just say
wear
she
the
loved...
the style?
Mm-hmm. It was spiffy. She was always spiffy. Yeah. A farmer's wife, but she never wore denim. I said, Mom, denim is stretchy. I know, but it looks like I'm, working on the farm, Monica. So I just want to share this cropped pant I had last year. It's similar to this,
yep.
But there's peeps last year that didn't get this one. And so
it's
I'm getting
tan, a tan kind of pant. It's not really a jean.
Ecru. It is a stretch denim.
Is that
denim.
The color, Ecru?
Ecru. Okay. It is stretch denim, and it came in with this top. So look at how cute that outfit is.
Look, pair that up. That's a good pair. You Monicanized it.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
You can't teach the information Paul Ramo has in his head. He picks it up so well.
I've learned from the best.
Metal today.
You've made me a fashionista.
You think you want to get, maybe it's a little early for these? It's not. Because guess what you can pair it up with?
What?
A little booty.
Oh, you brought the boots with.
Little booty you can pair up with. And that way you can monicanize it into spring and still be cozy and warm. And on the top part, you can throw this with it. How cute is this?
Yeah.
Feel this, Paul Ramo.
About a flow? That's that's different.
It's a floral knit.
A knit.
Sweater. Okay. And all the news ladies are wearing this neck.
The news ladies.
Mm-hmm. So when you see the news ladies wear this neck.
The news ladies on TV.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You pick up on that, huh?
Oh, my gosh. So when I buy things and stuff, and I think, oh, my gosh, look at the ladies on the news in the cities are wearing what Monica has in her store. So this would pair up. Heal it with the cream or the ecru. How fun is that? And these vests are lightweight, and they don't add to our flavor, you know? How cute is this outfit?
Very cute.
So we can bring spring into our wardrobe and still be cozy, cute, and comfy. Cozy, cute, comfy.
There we go. The three C's.
Yep.
All right. Now what do you got?
A pleather purse.
Oh.
And if you have pleather... I was teasing this one lady when she was getting a pleather jacket. I said, you know what they say about pleather? You're not ready for the weather unless you have pleather.
I knew that was going to rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good size bag there.
Yeah, so some people want, smaller. Some people don't want as big. But if you want a little bit bigger because you're traveling, you got a little bit of things that you want to put in there, like side pocket, you could put a ticket.
It has a lot of compartments.
Yes, and it's a zipper on the top. Yep. I've been listening to my customers. They don't want stuff to fall out.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
So, and they say you shouldn't open your full purse. Zippers, lots of zippers. Side pocket. They say you shouldn't open up your purse in a where there's a lot of people because that's access to the wallet and the cash flow.
Okay.
So
is that strap adjustable?
Yeah.
So you can make it longer if you want?
Yes. See, I Monicanized it to me right now.
Oh, yeah.
It could be a little bit longer because I am a little bit longer.
You put it over your shoulder or your head.
But look at how pretty the color is I'm like from the matchy-match world. But this goes with everything. And I do have a crossover bag that's coming in black because a lot of travelers like black.
Okay.
Okay, and then we got to show this cute little top.
Oh, I love this color. It's a bluish, dark. I love that color.
Yes.
Is that animal print?
So it kind of is. I call it like an abstract. But this color, it's just basically the periwinkle blue with navy. But, it's so attractive.
Yeah, it is.
It just is. And you can pair it up.
Put that with a pair of jeans. That'd be hot.
Okay. It takes a little to get up today. It's Friday.
Don't hurt yourself.
No.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, Paul Ramo. This is a cute outfit, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
Very cute outfit.
So how fun is this? And this is the number one this is the number one style in a jean.
That looks different on the bottom, on the legs there.
It's a crop, but some people it can be an ankle jean.
My wife would look really good in that outfit.
Oh, your wife would look really good. She's just a natural beauty, though. Between her and Deb Meyer, they're both such beautiful women. This is cute. And women that don't like all this extra, you can cut it off.
Okay, yeah, it's like frayed on the end. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, I'm from 70s.
Yep,
we like frayed,
don't we? Bell bottoms?
Yep.
So they still make bell bottoms?
Yeah, so they call them a flare. And a real bell bottom, they call that a plazo now. A palazzo, not everybody wants them. Oh. But then there are people that do.
They're really in the 70s.
Yes. Well, they're really in now. So you got to go with the flow. You got to have some of that. And I have some sizes left in the palazzo that are super cute on. But, you know, it's got to be their thing.
Okay.
So these are the kick flare.
That's my favorite outfit of the day right there.
Okay. So they're the kick flare, and they're how we like it. A little bit of distressed. And just a little distressed for the lady that says, I don't want no holes, Monica, but I could do this.
Okay.
And I can get these in all sizes. It depends on what sizes I have available in my store right now. But these are fun, festive, and you're in style. But yet, because there are so many styles that are really wide leg, you got to be real little to pull them off. Yes, if you're bigger, there's, you know, it just, it's whatever floats your boat. You know, whatever you feel comfortable.
I like that. Floats your boat.
Yes. Comfort is key.
A great outfit.
Oh, just a simply great one. Okay.
A blue top goes good with jeans.
So that top, you can go a collar, three-quarter, you can go sleeveless, and you could go it in a dress. See, that's one of those 80-90 prints that Monica just has to figure out what she wants. Okay. It's not easy to be me, I tell you. And then we love caramel because it's cold out. Caramel and cream.
Oh, that's a good outfit.
How about another picture, Paul Raymond?
Oh, that's another
cute outfit. Gotta
have another picture. There we go.
So this is a sweater knit. Lovely. No, it's not super short on most people. They like the length. You know, sometimes things get too long. This is just super cute with dark denim, too. It just really cute on. And then this caramel has a little bit of studding on the side.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Nice.
So bottoms up, you know.
You've brought in a lot of nice outfits.
I tried. Yeah. And then, Paul Raymel, if you're going to go on a vacation or a staycation, how about navy and wife? Navy and white. Look at how cute this is. And I threw a little bag on there.
Everybody's got to have navy.
Oh. Navy is a must-have. I try to keep it in stock. And
that's
then
got a little handbag. That's
a
cute handbag.
A little fringe bag. Yes. So we Monicanized it with a little fringe bag. Noticed how Paul Raymond noticed that bag.
I
would have missed it.
I'm a fashionista.
You're the fashionista. Now, drum roll.
All right.
This pant sucks in your tummy.
Ooh.
A little bit of a flare to it, but not so much of a flare for the petite women out there. And there are a lot of petite women. Yes, there's tall. But we got it for everybody.
That looks really stretchy.
It's stretchy. It comes in black, navy. Now they have white, and they got gray. And I talked to the guy that runs the show there. Please put it in chocolate brown for fall.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I try, you know. I'm kind of convincing. This pant is great, and it's got a little panel in there. This one is, if somebody says, I have enough dress pants, Monica, This is not, this can be a dress pant. This can be wear to the gym with your little yoga jacket, or great for travel.
Okay, 1 minute. We've got to wrap it up, Monica.
Please come to Monica and see all my new spring fashions. And I'm redoing the store. And I'm going to try to do some live first footwear, which I've been promising peeps to do for 2 months.
Oh.
But because of the weather, a little windy and chilly, I think this weekend is a great weekend to maybe show off shoes, boots.
Okay. Where are you located? When are you open?
I'm located in Awesome Dawson, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And I don't mind appointments. It's okay.
That's right. And if you want to see anything that Monica was talking about this morning, she'll have them in the store today.
Yes. And
how late are you open today?
I'm open. What is it today? Friday? I'm open till 6. And I want to tell everybody that sports out there, good luck.
Yeah, section play.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in, Monica.
Yes, thank you.
That's Monica Bothan with another Fashionista Friday.